So 30% of 20 acres, approximately 6 acres?
6 acres, yeah. Okay. And then as far as the parking goes, did you look at what the industry standards say for these different types of uses?
We honestly didn't. We followed the zoning ordinance parking table requirements. But
so you looked at the parking table, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, but we looked at them because we deal with these users all the time. So we know what's being shown is adequate.
Right. And more often than not, the parking tables are more than what these users require.
So typically, most ordinance parking tables are outdated, mm-hmm. right? You know, compared to ITE standards. You know, so I would, I fully expect that PennDOT's going to want a traffic study, mm-hmm. and you know, the traffic engineer will lean on ITE standards.
Right.
You know, for these types of uses, because our, and that means not only for traffic, for parking as well, just because I think we're a little bit outdated.
Yep. Yeah. And plus on that same note, the parking table is based on, if say there was one use.
Yeah.
There's a huge opportunity for shared parking. So in reality, in my opinion, there's way too much parking on this plan, and probably 30% of it will never be used, in my opinion.
I mean,
it's kind of what I was getting at is, initially it does look like a lot of parking, which is why I asked that question, because I think sometimes with looking at the, you know, Urban Land Institute, or looking even with similar projects that you may have already done and using that kind of data to set your parking, and the potential for shared parking could cut down on some of that parking area. Now, of course, we don't want to have too few parking spots, you know, and have a problem that way.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you don't want to have too much.
Isn't that also what makes this not having any idea about the staging problematic?
Well, yeah, and I think the other thing we could consider, which would be part of a land development process, is maybe parking in reserve, where you mm-hmm. You identify potential parking, but you don't. It's not part of your build out.
We do that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. We do that a lot in planning.
Makes sense.
So parking in reserve.
And my last question at this point, two more. Okay, so if you have an optional one-way entrance, that of course would depend on PennDOT, right? What PennDOT has to say about that.
Yes.
And then finally, do you have the percentage of green space?
So
what is the percentage of the green or recreational space?
So the recreational space, did we say 20%? There's a section. There's a section that we had to meet. I think it was.
Yeah, it was 20.
20%, and then a quarter of that has to be public.
Right.
But you know, the rest of whatever's not paved here will be green. But then the public space with trails, you know, public uses, whether it's playgrounds or dog parks, we're looking at that number differently than we are the total green space. So the total green space will be approximately 14 acres, but there'll be stormwater management facilities in there. There's steep slopes and trees. There's the sanitary treatment. So those will all be part of the 14 acres of green space.
Okay, 14 acres of green space, not all of it usable. So you're thinking about 20% of that would be usable green space.
Right, so green 1 acre, space. Well, 1 acre would be dedicated for public recreational use.
Okay.
Yes.
That's 5% of the 20 acres.
Yeah, 20% is of the entire property.
Okay. And then one more question in terms of the timing. So when are we looking to have a review completed? September? Is what you're shooting for?
The September workshop, or, because you're gonna have a meeting, you're gonna have a meeting at the end of this month, or?
We have a meeting the end of this month, yes.
Are they looking to be on that meeting?
No, because Mr. Waldron isn't gonna be in town, so they're not looking to be at that meeting.
Okay, and you're not gonna be here, right?
No, I will be.
Oh, you are.
I've rearranged, he won't, he can't be.
And you said.
So I've rearranged it, so I will be.
Because he thought he'd give you guys a little more time to provide, so.
Yeah, well, if we had time by the next work session.
Yeah, which is the day after Labor Day, or no, I'm sorry, Thursday, yeah.
Right, so then, and then you talked about the end of September being a.
Yeah, and Jim wasn't here, Jim, we were talking about the question of timing because of the requirement for the 60 days. Given the fact that the planning commission meeting is a week and a half from now on the 25th, okay? We're gonna come back at the workshop meeting, which would be the second Thursday in September, but that's the 10th, I believe. And then they would take action on it at their meeting at the end of September. That means we'd be a little tight for having, well, we wouldn't be able to have the conditional use hearing at the first supervisors meeting. In all likelihood, it would be at the second one, possibly beyond that, depending on how things go. That might mean that we might have to grant them an extension beyond 60 days, but not a lot beyond that. You understand it?
Yeah.
It's reasonable, because we don't wanna rush it, we don't wanna have, you know, occasionally I've been forced into situations where we're rushing, we said, well, looks like we're probably gonna be denied it. That usually gets people to be reasonable out of extensions, so.
I think everybody wants us to get into the land development aspect of this.
Yeah, and ideally with the conditional use, then we can hopefully nail down the businesses that are at least gonna be that first stage, so that we would be coming in with, you know, plenty of details on the land development part of things, yeah.
But there's no intention to do traffic study or any of that stuff until you get to that point.
Correct, full traffic study will be during land development.
Yeah.
But we have already, discussions have taken place with the traffic consultant, who's on, getting on board to start performing the studies.
You can see, I mean, we're saying, we want a traffic light, you know, we don't want a mince here, we recognize it needs a traffic light.
If the warrants are met.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why, if you're at that point, then you should be having some numbers, so that's where we're back at the, we'd like to hear some numbers.
In the report, the letter that was put together by the preliminary, the traffic engineer, may I?
Yep.
We submitted something to PennDOT to have a scoping meeting on this, and we had a scoping meeting. I think she had numbers in there. I think you are required to, when you request a meeting with application.
If they're in there, I'll find them, that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's a traffic impact study, it's a scoping document, you know.
Yeah, but that's just an initial, that's.
Yeah, it's like an initial number count and stuff like that.
And does that include the other side of the road?
Well, I don't think the numbers are in there, but there's mention of it. I know, I think we did have them in there, because when we met with PennDOT, it was discussed.
Okay.
It's been a while since I've looked at it, about a year.
It's, I mean, I don't see it in there, but.
Okay.
The other side of the road, but.
Nancy, do you have anything else then?
No, that's it for me.
Mr. Belwar?
Nothing for me. I appreciate the comprehensive overview on this. I will note that unfortunately I cannot make September 10th. I'm available for the 22nd, but not 10th, but I can have one of my partners attend. But really it's gonna be Nancy and John, I think, that are gonna carry the ball with, assuming they have review letters in by then.
Yeah.
And we'll have an opportunity at our next meeting. You can make our next meeting?
The 25th?
Yes.
Right.
This month?
Yes.
Yeah, what is that, the 24th?
5th.
25th?
25th.
You will have sufficient time to take a good look at this and at least give us a little guidance before that?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Any other concern?
But I think that your guidance heading toward conditions is going to come from the planner and the engineer.
Yep.
But I anticipate preparing.
Well, this item will be on, this item will be on the agenda, and we'd like to hear from all three of you that night.
Okay.
Is that reasonable?
Fine from my perspective. I think with John Nancy, you're going to have sufficient time to review this.
That's going to be really tight for me, I'll tell you, honestly.
Okay.
So okay. I'll be prepared to talk about it, but are you asking to have a document ready?
No, no, I'm not.
Just for discussion.
No, I'm not. But in order for us to stay on pace
I'll be prepared to discuss it.
We don't want to. We hear that nobody wants to get their feet drug a little bit, and we're probably going to need whatever, but let's try to stay on point.
Yeah.
If we let it go another month, then we know we're in trouble. So let's not go there.
No, I appreciate that.
That's all that I'm saying.
John asked if you're looking for a letter.
Yeah, so at some point we're going to have correspondence to the applicant on our behalf representing the township. Asked Kevin whether he was looking to have that by the
you know, absolutely not.
No. So
if we could have it ahead of this.
Prepared to talk about it, which means we have reviewed the application, because I just got it 2 days ago.
No, I understand that.
I haven't
that.
Really got into
yep.
it.
Yep.
But I'll be prepared to talk about it.
We'll be prepared to talk about it, and we'll
okay.
We would have letters by the end of the month, by the end of September, I would assume.
Yeah.
Is that making sense, Mr. Belwar?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
It does.
Okay.
While on this discussion, did we get the e-permitting set up yet or no? With PennDOT? The e-permitting? Did we get that set up?
No.
We got to get that done.
Okay.
To be able to access
it? Yeah, because we can't access anything they're sending us on.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
Call
no.
Holly. It's really not that hard.
Holly knows?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can help you.
Okay. Mr. Strain, would it be possible for us to, at some point, whether even if it's right after the supervisor's meeting on Monday or whatever, to get a copy of the zoning officer's review? Because you might want to hear some input on that we could at least be prepared to adjust by that workshop in September.
Did you send a copy to Nancy or no? Mike?
Yeah, I
think it's in your file.
No, we're not. I don't mean for me. Did Nancy get a copy?
No,
right, and Tony wants
if
a copy.
If you guys want to review it first and then send it to us, that'd be okay.
Send it to Nancy so she can review it to make sure what they're getting is what we're
and technically, the supervisors are getting it too. So maybe since you guys meet this Monday again, right?
Yeah.
If after that you could say, yeah, go ahead and send it to them, that'd be fine.
Well, once it goes through their meeting, they don't
it's
have a
public
choice.
Anyway, yeah, that's true. But we're not going to be here. At least I prefer not to be.
Right.
One, I won't be in. I don't.
Well, I just want to make sure Nancy doesn't have any comments on it.
No, I agree. That's why I was thinking, why don't you guys, if we could get it next week, the end of next week, that'd be great.
Yeah, be sure that she gets it. Okay.
I'll send it. Make sure you send it to Nancy tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, if there aren't any other questions with this, are you gentlemen done with us for tonight then?
We are.
All right, wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for your patience.
Okay.
All right, thank you all.
Thanks.
All right, Andrew.
Bob, did you have a question?
No, you answered it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You didn't even have to.
Yep. Oh,
thank you.
I can email you electronic copy also if you want all these documents.
Yeah, I'll send you an email.
Okay.
Introduce myself.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
No problem. Okay.
Can I do remember?
Yep. Thank you.
Hi.
So, John, we don't have any movement on the Econopac project, do we?
So, Econopac, when I say movement, they need to get their butts in here. No, I mean they're making progress towards completion, right? But I do think that the things that they need to bring up with you is probably overdue, and so
they're getting overdue with the use of the front of the property, and some of the things that they said they weren't going to do. It's obvious that that's not the way it's working. So we need to get on the same page.
So I will. So they're. What I'll call independent project manager, Collier. I'll reach out to him tomorrow and tell him that we...
Yeah, I see they're getting finished with the dirt on the top of the plateau. So their parking issues should be getting resolved sometime soon.
So here, I mean, I'll just speak because I know the project through and through. You know, they should be wrapping up with the stormwater stuff probably within the next 30 days. That's the big basin in the lower right corner. I would say that the piles up top, you know, will probably be the next 30 to 60 days. They'll, you know, they had to bring in rock crushers and stuff like that. So I think that'll disappear. Probably the big thing that the big hurdle that lies forward is the PennDOT entrances. So, you know, there's two of them. They got to eliminate the old ones and they got to install the new ones. And that's probably the big hurdle. And that's, I know it, the goal is to have that done this year. I'm guessing, you know, I thought they'd be started by now. My understanding is that, you know, September, October, that's going to happen because they want to pave this year. So I would say in totality, they're probably close to 90 days to being done with a lot of what I'll call the earth-related stuff. I think as far as the building, and the building's pretty much done other than the outside skin, which they were supposed to come back and discuss with you.
Well, and they're using more loading docks in the front than they had they had proposed, and there certainly is a lot more activity with the vehicles in the front. And I understand it's construction phase, but it doesn't seem to be improving or getting settled down at all.
And I actually walked that with Eric.
Eric.
And he showed me all the doors they're going to eliminate, but they were supposed to come in.
Supposed to come in. You know, I think there was minor landscaping changes, and I personally think the landscaping changes are, you know, not big. There were some spots that were on the original consultants. You know, you remember we hired an independent. Yeah.
Well, that is kind of. I think we can all agree that is kind of what it is.
Yeah.
You know, you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. I kind of get that.
I mean, listen, there's $300,000 worth of landscaping.
It's incredible, isn't it?
I don't know how many more trees you could add. I mean, part of it is you got to wait to maturity for the trees. I mean, they're just, you know, it's going to be years before they actually hit their maturity, right? You know, all of us will probably, you know, not be hanging around here when that happens. But
The building facade, how they're using it, the loading docks that are there that they didn't said weren't going to, that sort of stuff, to get back to the contractor's agreement and make it kind of clear.
So I will call Eric tomorrow because Eric will get the parties going. We had discussed them coming in, you know, and I think just the timing of the middle of the year, a lot of people aren't available, but I think they need to get back in here in September.
Okay.
So I'll
all right. So just so long as it's, and maybe it won't happen then or whatever, but we need to.
I made it clear. I mean, all their, you know, the township, and I haven't seen them recently, but I mean, there are bonds in place that, you know, one day they're going to want their money back, and part of that is meeting the intent of the developer's agreement.
Yep.
So, I mean, they're going to have to come back in, you know.
Yeah. All right. The 537 plan, did you want to speak about that, Jeff?
Yeah, so I've been actively working on it, and I'm probably within, you know, the next month I'll have a complete plan that's ready for draft review.
Thank you, Mike.
By the township. Thanks, Mike. So, in fact, I think if time permits, since, you know, we spent so much time with the applicant tonight, if time permits, you know, on the next meeting, the official meeting, but you won't be here, and you're critical to the 537. I was going to say I would be in a position.
I'm glad you said to the 537.
Was that? I mean, you played a big part in it, but you're not going to be here on the.
No, I'm going for an operation.
But I mean, I can share it with you.
Yeah.
And then go over it with them.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know.
You need to get that operation.
Yeah, I know I do.
Is everything good?
No.
It'll be just fine if he does what he's supposed to do.
So on when I come, what is the date anyway?
The 24th, what is the date?
The 25th this month.
25th.
Yeah, so on the 25th, I'll bring in my initial draft.
That's September.
No.
I'll go over with you
September.
Beforehand.
Yep.
All right. So, but you feel you're good with that?
Well, I'm making good progress.
Right. Okay.
Just had to get a couple of bids out and some other stuff. But, no, it's a very good, and you know, I'll say it now, and I'll say it multiple times. You know, a lot of the legwork Bob did, you know, which allows the data to be possible. You know, and it's just putting it into, you know, what I'll call a standardized format that DEP looks for on these things, which is what I've done. You know, just there's a lot of charts, a lot of, you know, reference maps, a lot of, you know, appendices, you know, but I mean, I think the data, the scope, you know, was all Bob's, you know, work previously, so.
Good.
If I had to do it, I think we probably would have, you know, had to hire a consultant to do all that, which would have cost the township a lot more money. But
good deal. Because
the data collection, it was really, you know, that's the big part of all of it, which is why those things are so expensive. And you don't do the route that we do or did.
So. All right. So,
thank you, John.
Where we are tonight, do we want to go in, get in into these warehouse standards?
I don't think we're not ready for it yet. I didn't have a good time and chance to review.
Did you issue anything yet, Nancy?
I mean, I did look at what you sent,
Nancy. I did. I issued a draft. It just came out yesterday. I think it was yesterday or the day before. I apologize for the late notice on it. But I did issue a first draft. You'll see that there are some yellow highlights. So those are items that I think we need to discuss, or I just need to get your feedback on
how you feel
about those acreages and distances and heights and so forth. And some of these things, so this is based on, I'll just give you a quick overview and things to look at. If we don't want to go through it tonight in detail, that's fine. But if you do want to redo it between now and the next meeting, some of the highlights are things such as requiring bicycle racks and requiring electric vehicle charging infrastructure and other kinds of operational.
I thought that was very good with the setups for the trucks so they don't have to idle.
Yeah, so some municipalities get into that, requiring things like you know, lounges for the truck drivers and showers on site and so forth. Some municipalities like to put that in their ordinance, others don't. So I left those types of requirements in here and highlighted them to bring them to your attention, and then we can always take them out if you don't feel like the township wants to be that far-reaching. And it is based on the York County model, which you liked, although I did, you know, tweak it here and there. And then one of the big things is the requirement for an environmental impact assessment and community impact analysis. So the language from the York County model is in here. I left that in this ordinance. But there are, I did provide an example of another type of environmental and community impact assessment that is more thorough that you can review and see if you, which one you like better, you know? So you can go with a more robust type of environmental impact assessment and community impact assessment that deals with things like utilities and fiscal impacts and so forth. Or you can go with this environmental and community impact analysis that's in the York County model that's, I think, not quite as robust. And either way, if you like the example that I gave you, we could, and you think it's, you like it, but it's too robust, we can scale it down to however, you know, whatever the township is comfortable with. So that's kind of an overview. If you want to keep it on hold until the next meeting to talk about it in more detail.
Why are we concerned with electric vehicles charging stations?
Again, that's something that I left it in there. And if the township is not concerned with that, then we can pull it out. I like to keep things in so that you can see it. And then if you don't want to go there, we take it out.
I'm going to take it out, Kay.
Yeah. I mean, on the one hand, for...
I can see it for trucks, like, but not...
Yeah, for use like the trucks, I could see having electric trucks are, I think, in the future, maybe in the near future.
There are some out there.
Well, if they're going to be using trucks in their delivery stuff, they're going to be wanting to put that there themselves anyway.
Right.
Right.
But my question is we don't have gas cans for cars. Why are we having charging stations?
Right.
So
you know, if they can't charge their car at home, then
we're right. Yeah.
No. That's kind of the idea, but I don't know. That's why I ask. Why?
To me, that's just become a very annoying thing. I go to the hospital, and the whole front row is all electric parking. You can't park there. So I do away with the electric parking as far as I'm concerned.
Well, whichever.
They want it, they'll put it in.
So to answer Nancy's question, I think everybody's had enough.
Yeah, I've had enough.
For tonight.
I got to read through that rather lengthy section she did yet.
Okay.
I didn't get that far.
Do you have anything else, Nancy, that you want to...
Just to make you aware, on the environmental impact, now this is where it gets a little complicated, related to the data center ordinance, I think you probably all saw the county's review letters where there's the county review letter of the data center ordinance. The county was suggesting that the township should include an environmental impact assessment and historic resource impact assessment and traffic impact study. So township already has a traffic impact study in there in the ordinance. There is a requirement for an environmental impact assessment, but it's not very extensive. And so because the data center ordinance is now in the hands of the Board of Supervisors, I also sent that example of the more robust environmental impact assessment to the supervisors for their consideration related to the data centers. Ideally, an environmental impact assessment would apply to data centers, warehouses, and whatever other types of uses you would want to apply this to. We wouldn't just have the data center ordinance with an environmental impact assessment, warehouse ordinance with its environmental impact assessment. There would just be one set environmental impact assessment, probably in the supplementary regulations of the ordinance, which would apply to, you know, maybe all uses over an acre or something like that.
Right.
Okay.
So that's a consideration.
All right.
Yep, I'll give it a read.
Okay. All right. Then okay. I think that's all I have.
The Pike County COG annual convention. Is that what you have here?
Not COG. That's our annual.
Yeah, it's a convention of townships, yeah. Right?
Township convention.
That's COG convention, right?
Or municipal convention, whatever you want to call it.
Yep. October the 2nd. And what are the hours of that?
I think the page is there. It's usually 10 to 2, or no, early. 8 till 2, I think.
8 to 2, is that something that you're interested in?
Well, I found it interesting last time.
Yep.
For the simple reason, the county, the way they stood up and proposed data centers all over the county.
Yeah.
It's nice to know what people are thinking, and that's the place you hear it.
So, what's the deadline for letting them know?
There are two deadlines, one for payment and one for letting them know. I think in the middle of September, I believe.
All right. So be sure that we ask the same question at the end of the month. And Bobby, you're a yes? You won't be here? You're a yes?
To what?
To the convention.
Why, is it a special day? Meeting day?
No.
No.
Are you a yes?
Yeah, I'm a yes to it. I went last year. Yep. Last time I'll go again.
Okay.
It's got to be in by September 18th.
Okay, so we have time to. So just keep that on the agenda so that we know that that's there.
Sure.
All right. All right. Any other. Anything else for the or the good of the order, so to speak?
Yeah, let's keep our eyes open for a possible solicitor for the planning board, because I just got told no by everybody.
Okay. What about, you had spoken about Ron Bouget?
Yeah, and he gave me a note today.
Okay. And is there a reason for that?
No, he put it through his secretary, he didn't even talk to me. So, not sure. Something's okay. Going on though.
Yep. So, okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.